We interrupt this program with a special bulletin.
This is Skidmark Bob with Reckless and Free Radio Austin. What is it, October 10th, year 2000? What's happening right now?
Well, right now at 2939 East 14th Street in Austin, Texas, we have two FCC agents, Lloyd Perry and another unnamed person that won't give us his name, a U.S. Marshal who's actually being very nice, and a crew to take down our tower. We have a 70-foot tower, and they're out there dismantling it right now. They're effectively taking our little free speech mobile off the yard, off of the air, and actually Lloyd Perry's out there digging up our transmitter since we have buried it. We're calling all the media we have. There's about 100 people in the side lot looking on and being upset that their free speech is being taken away from them. And I've been served with several papers, an order warrant for arrest of our property, a warrant for the arrest of me, which they're not going to do, complaint and forfeiture, ex parte motion order directing issuance, and a seal complaint order, which means I'm not, that's a gag order, I'm not allowed to talk to anybody about it.
Oh.
Of course I am anyway.
Right.
And an order granting the United States motion to seal. So I've been served with a lot of paperwork, and they're dismantling our tower and taking everything in the station.
What's going on behind you right now? I hear radios and...
I can't hear you, honey. What?
What's going on right now? I hear radios, and I hear a bunch of tools and stuff behind you.
Oh, you do? Well, I'm in the house, but there's just... They're taking down the tower, and people are calling on their cell phones. We're calling all the local media. I'm actually going to call CNN and see if they want to do anything about it, but...
Is it a multi-jurisdictional task force?
Yes, sir.
Again?
There's a Austin Police Department is here as well.
Wow.
There's a U.S. Marshal and FCC.
Just one marshal?
Just one marshal.
How many FCC agents?
Two.
Two. So they're right now, what other things have they confiscated so far?
The VCR,
VCR,
the board, the two tape decks, the monitor, the record players. Everything, the antenna, the tower itself.
Wow.
Come in!
And there's a lot of people here trying to lend their support, which is really good.
So they have a warrant for
but,
you,
it's
Reckless?
It's a very sad day in Austin.
They have a warrant for you, too?
Yeah, they do. They have a warrant signed by a judge.
For what? What's the charge?
What's the charge? Unlicensed broadcasting. Even though... We've sent them letters, and they just haven't responded to us. They act as though we don't exist.
Maybe that's why they're not going to haul you away. Maybe they realize that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was in federal court on Friday with Mr. Lloyd Perry and his SEC attorney, and Judge Fred Beery of the Western United States District called us the Thomas Paines of today and said he really loved what we were doing, but there was nothing he could do to lift the injunction on Kind or to help any other micro-broadcaster.
So that was for Kind Radio. For people that don't know about Kind Radio, they've been on the air for quite a few years.
They've been on the air for almost 5 years.
And they're taken off by a court order as well.
Yep.
And also there was Radio 1 in Austin that has been taken down. And now you guys.
Yep, that's us.
So are they going to have to dig in the ground for the transmitter?
They're digging right now.
What are they using, just shovels, or did they get a backhoe out, or what?
What's that? I can't hear you.
They get a backhoe out there, or are they just digging with shovels?
I don't know, he's just digging away with our shovel. I asked him if, I told him he couldn't use shovel, and he said it was part of the radio station.
The shovel is part of the radio station.
Yeah.
Remember
I
that?
Wanted to make them go get their own damn shovels, but.
I better hide my shovel, our shovels at this, well, we don't have any.
Yeah. Hide your hides, because they're out here, and. The funny thing is that it's right before the Fortune 500.
Right.
And they know that we're a good communications base for all the activists in town. So I'm pretty sure that has something to do with it.
Did you happen to ask them about if they're going to be busting any other stations, like in any other states or something like that?
Well, I mean, obviously they can only bust stations here in Texas, but I'm sure
right.
They're doing a sweep.
Okay.
So watch y'all's ass and enjoy it while you got it, man. Free radio is just the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. It's changed a lot of people's lives here, I'm pretty sure people are going to continue to broadcast here somewhere else. I even told the marshal that. I said, you know, where people need it, it's going to happen. So.
What was his reply to that?
What's that?
What was his reply to that?
He said, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. It's just my job.
I'm sorry. I gotta make you hold on. I know you're taping, but
okay.
I gotta make you hold on.
All right. We're talking to Reckless at Free Radio Austin. Tuesday, October 10th, year 2000. The station is getting busted as she is talking to me on the phone. Right now it's 9:30 California time, so it's a couple hours, I believe, ahead there in Austin, Texas. Station is being busted right now. They are tearing down the antenna as we speak, confiscating equipment and violating their First Amendment
rights.
All right,
sorry about that.
Hey.
It's like there's a media blitzkrieg going on here.
Okay.
Which was exactly our plan.
Well, I'm really glad that you called us to let us know what's going on, and we'll try to get the word out as much as possible as well.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have some stuff to send you as far as news releases and stuff.
Is there any last comments you want to make about the FCC on our station?
Well, the FCC sucks. It's unfortunate that even though in our Constitution it says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, that in this day and age of technology they're not allowing individuals on the FM band, which is a public resource that is rightfully ours. And I just want to let you all know, for everyone to shut down, we're going to put 10 up. So just long live free radio. Don't be silent. Say what you got to say. Do what you got to do. But make sure that radio stays on.
And that was Reckless from Free Radio Austin, 97.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Shut down Tuesday, October 10th, year 2000. This has been a report from Skidmark Bob here at 96.3 Free Radio Santa Cruz, unlicensed radio at its finest.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your homes. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up!